Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Today's daf is daf mem. We have time in the end. I would love to get to a Teres Chaim that I wanted to mention all the way back on daf lamed beis, daf lamed really, daf lamed, regarding the halacha of Shani Pesayim Hashem. We didn't really get a chance to go into it, but I haven't forgot about it. So if we have time at the end of the parak, I would love to go into it. Today's Gemara is, again, Daf Mem, very, very technical when it comes to fish. So hold on to your seahorse. Okay, we're up to Daf Mem, but we're starting on Daf Vomit Test on the Bay.
What do you got?
Three lines from the bottom, the Toris She'ena Trufa. Toris, by the way, I looked it up, is a tuna. It's a, I don't know if you said that yesterday. Yeah, Jonathan said yesterday. Rashi and the others say that it's a tunina, which I'm assuming is a tuna fish. And the rule is that it's mutter b'achil as long as it's not cut up. But if it's a cut up tuna, Toris, then the halacha is it's aser b'achil because there's a chash that it was mixed in with, other pieces from other non-kosher fish. But if it's not, you could recognize a fish, right? You can see a fish is a fish. Kosher fish is a kosher fish. Vinton scale. So that's the halacha of the mission. Tana Rabba. Ezehi Torah She'ena Truva. I think this Gemara that we'll see in the next, like half an Amud, I think is a huge, huge chiddush. And the Olam will tell me if they are masking, please. I would love to hear what everyone has to say. Let's go through the Gemara. Tana Rabbanu. Ezehi Torah She'ena Trufa. What is a Torah She'ena Trufa? Meaning, what does it mean it's not, Trufa means ripped apart, or torn apart, or in pieces. What does it mean it's not in pieces? Do you need the whole fish up to the last scale? The Gemara says, Kosher Roish V'Shedra Nif. No, as long as the head and the spine of the Torah, which is, again, it's different than non-kosher fish. Nicker, as long as that's nicker, that is okay. And if you look at the Rashi, Kosher Roish V'Negra Nikorin, Shokotog B'dog Shahatogin, Nikorin B'Roish and Beit Tomei V'Tohar, Shahatmei Roshei and Chodim, because the Tomei fish, they have sharp heads or pointy heads, Ve'im Lohen Chotashed. They don't have a spine, as John, we were discussing yesterday, Jonathan was saying, they have a, you know, they have a spine. It's just made out of cartilage. It doesn't have the brittleness or the hardness of a regular spine of bones. Now, some say over here, Kotashed, they're not referring to the spinal actual, there's two things, right? There's the spinal cord and then the spinal column, I think, right? Cord is the nerve piece in the spine.
They have.
What?
All fish have.
Right. So, but some want to say here that tummy fish don't have the Kotashed, not sure they're saying there's a difference between the spinal cord and the spine. I don't know. All right. Well, we'll assume it's the spine. So there's a difference there. And that's, again, to make it recognizable that you see the tuna, as long as you see the spine and the head, you know it's already a kosher fish. And the Mishnah which said that fish brine is mutter as long as it has the daga fish inside. What does this mean? Kosher kilbis achas eishtel kilbis shoytas boi. If you have the little kilbis fish, or two little kilbis fish, those fish only grow in the brine of kosher fish. So if you had the kilbis one or two in this brine, then we can assume that it's a kosher fish. Again, this is Rashi's opinion. The Rishonim say there's no such mitzvah of such a thing. They ask, well, they argue on Rashi with the kilbis, different shadim. But Rashi, this is how Rashi learned. And that's a simen. Again, that's a simen that the fish inside there is the brine of these comes from a kosher fish. Frankly, Gemara. Hash the kilbis achas omrit shari. Shtei kilbis mibay. If you say that one kilbis fish is a simen that this comes, this brine is from a kosher fish, so of course two would say the same thing. Yesh b'chamasai and mother, of course. It's a white kosher. Not a difficulty. Kan b'psuchais, kan b'stumais. It depends if we're talking about an open barrel or a closed barrel. In an open barrel, if you find one fish, we can say, the fish came from, it was a flying fish. It flew into the barrel. One is a coincidence. Two, then it's not a coincidence. But with the stumos, if it's a closed barrel, there's no way for that fish to get in there other than it grew. And as Rashi explains, this kilbus fish is born from this brine. So if it's an assassin, there's no other way for it to get in there other than it's growing in there from tougher brine. Okay? I'm glad you all agree with that. Tesis argues from being a prime. Itmar, Rav Huna Omar, Hachitei Roishu Shedra Nikar. Rav Huna said, this is what you said before, that a Tarashena Trufa, we know, is a kosher fish. And we said if it has a head of a spine or a spine like a kosher fish, then that also is a simon. Rav Huna says that let's say the Roish and Shindra, you need both. That's what Rav Huna's opinion is. Let's say you just recognize it from the way its head is shaped. That's not enough of a reason for us to assume it's a kosher fish. You need to have the Roish and the Shindra. Rav Nachman Omar, Rav Nachman says, Oi Roish, Oi Shindra. It seems that sometimes you can find similarities. You can have a kosher fish that's, its head might not be sharp, which is again as a simen tahara, but maybe there are some non-kosher fish that do have that type of simen, or it's sometimes very hard to tell. You need both. According to Rav Huna, and Rav Nachman says, are the one is enough.
Let's go. We start that fine.
Again, okay, so that's what we spoke about yesterday. Let's read the next Gemara, and Planias Daiti, this gets to the central point of what's going on over here. The big chiddush. Both of it, you're right over there. You have the coffee? It's good?
I just got my coffee. I'm fine. I've been listening all the time, but okay. My coffee was a little diluted, so I had to. I need Jonathan here. That's the bottom line.
Well, the position is open, by the way. We have hundreds of applications right now for this.
Okay.
So if you want to come back and do that, we'd love to have you.
We have AI putting the
okay. So listen, I think this Gemara is the main thing. Again, it's only in my opinion. I don't really see anyone says it the way I say it, but whatever, it's what I think. Most of our book for Barcom. Rabbi Kavar Chamas said, we have a famous submission, Chulin Nuntes, Vidogin, Kol Shiesh, Lysnapi, Viskas Keses. What are the simonim of a fish? Fins and scales. One second. Let's just get the Mars question. Mars is asking, you're telling me what? There's a new simonim. That's Phanias. You have the head, the spine. The mission says that fins and scales are the simonim of a fish. Now, like Rav just said, very eloquently, it's a pasuk. Forget about a mission. Kol sheyeshu snapi v'kaskes es lamoyim. Right? That's the halacha, the tahara fish. Let's get to that in a second. Where's Mar's question over here? Amar Abaya. Abaya said, ki tanya yi, when we learned that braisa, or when we learned that, that's ba'ara u'palmudo. The damu reishayu litzmeyen. Basically, Abaya is saying, elefanami, when you have the Roish and the Shedra are nicker, as it's from a kosher fish, then that would be a sinim. But that Mishnah is talking about where you have certain types of fish where their heads are compared to the tummy fish. You can't tell. And the question here is what happened to the spine. So you have to say that the Gemara is just giving examples of certain tummy fish that also have kahar type heads. You can assume the same thing with the spines, that sometimes you have non-kosher fish that have similar spines to kosher fish. The point is, you need these simonim of snapri v'kaskeses only in cases where you can't see the roish in the shed. So the kasha over here is the question that begs itself is the Gemara is asking from the Mishnah that you need fins and scales for a kosher fish, and here the Gemara is a whole new thing of simone dog of roish and shedra. What would you answer to such a question? Anybody want to suggest an answer? Why the Gemara didn't ask from a pasuk? Why did Mari ask from the pasuk? I mean, it's a blatant anti-chumash and yeshivas. That's one teretz. Say better. Nur Baruch David, you have a machshava on this? Why did Mari didn't ask from a pasuk? Anybody want to chime in? I'm not like Rebbe. I won't shoot anyone down or be shy for that. I can't. I'm not. Don't be scared. I'll tell you what I thought. I don't know why this. I thought that
It's not a kasha from the pasuk.
The pasuk, what makes a fish kosher? Fins and scales. The Rosh and the Shedra are a way of knowing that this is a kosher fish, meaning it will have those fins and scales. Sometimes, like we said yesterday, it's not recognizable. The fins and the scales aren't recognizable. You have to do these litmus tests. You have to put it in a basket and show it in the sun. Let's say I just see the head and the spine. That tells me that what makes a fish kosher, what makes it kosher, is the fact that it has fins and scales. But it's not the mepusik. This Mishnah, though, is telling us how to identify practically. So you have fins and scales, and you also have the Rosh and the Shedra. The pasuk is telling us what is a kosher fish. The Braiser, the Mishnah, is telling me practically how you know. So Frankie Gemara, Rosh and Shedra is another practical way of knowing this kosher fish. Meaning it has fins and scales. Why should it theirs? Wait. Do you hear what I'm saying?
That's
the heckler. But what makes it kosher is the fins and the scales.
So the fins and the scales for this Eva and
yes.
The Sedra on the
surface. Right. Yeah, what were you saying?
Why before did he have to check, see the light, the fins and scales? Why did he check the head and the shadow?
Okay, that's a lechayra you're going to have to say. That they asked that question. So you have to say over there that those fish actually had their heads and spine similar. You have to say something.
But it comes out the point is, in fact, the ikar is the head and the shedra. We know if those fish can be on. Here it sounds like if you can't tell from the head and the shedra, then you can rely on the...
Or the Gemara just means practically. Pashas, all the Gemara means is practically. You can use the Rosh and the shedra, but there are scenarios where you can't by certain types of fish. The ara and the pamuda, and there you come on to the fins and the scales.
Shouldn't it go the other way around?
So
I mean, it sounds like it's almost like if you can't help.
No, that's the part the Gemara means. So again, but that's really what we're saying. The practical way. So what do you see from this Gemara? Like Jonathan brought out, really, it's a simon. The fins and the scales are a simon ba'ama. It's not what defines a kosher fish. The Torah says this
what
is. No, it's a kosher fish. What's an afkamina, of course. Let's say I have another way. I have another way of finding out whether this fish is kosher or not. It doesn't have fins and scales. Never had, never will. Doesn't have fins and scales. It technically can be kosher. Oh. So in a chanami, the Rosh and the Shedra, and you see this from the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't answer this as a teretz. The Ramban answers the kasha. The Ramban says the pasuk is mekatzer. The pasuk doesn't have to list all these simanim. We could find 20 other simanim, the Ramban says, but the pasuk is mekatzer. The Mishnah, again, which is telling us, halacha lemaisa, should list everything, but the pasuk, you don't have that kash on. Why didn't the Ramban answer and say, what do you mean? Fins and the scales are what defines a kosher fish, and these are things, the Mishnah is saying those things that are practically, but ain't hanami, a kosher fish is defined by the fins and the scales, vice versa from the Ramban, that's not what makes a fish kosher. Those are also simanim ba'alma. Let's say you find the fish, of course, the biggest nafkamina. Let's say you find a fish that you know is kosher without fins and scales. Is there such a thing? We had a smach yesterday. Shmuel, you came just in time to hear what he said. We had a smach yesterday from the chilek fish. It sheds its fins and scales. And then you have the aspuma and the aspistatinus or whatever, where they shed the fins and scales. The chilek grows the fins and scales. I don't think that's a raya brura, but it's definitely a smach that you see that these dinim of fins and scales are just simonim. They're simonim. They're not simus. They're simonim. And of course, you have the same here about hooves and chewing cud, etc. I think I have another raya. I think to this question, the Ramban also, and I think I have another raya brewer from a Taisus as well. Okay, that's what I think comes out. That's alumnus on this daf. Very, very technical stuff. No, you hear it.
It is very technical. Yes, I do. I was looking. The Kesef Mishnah seems to say that the Rambam and Pirshim Mishnah that he's addressing this issue. That's too much about why they didn't ask for the pasuk.
Okay, so Rambam has a whole different.
Yeah, he said, look at the Pirshim Mishnah. He says it's he's addressing this, and it's I'm looking trying to find it over here. Here we go. He says the Rambam addresses the Pirshim Mishnah, and no one agrees with him. But it seems that the default, of course the default is not very consensus, but the Rosh and Shedra is a way of determining if it's okay.
But do you need the snappy and the kaskesis or it's not essential?
No, the snappy and kaskesis is critical, but there are ways, but you don't have to necessarily check for that if the Reish and Dag are, readily apparent.
And I know they bring from the Rambam, really, and this is another whole way of learning the Gemara, that the Reish and the Shedra is not a simon. It just helps us recognize that there's a certain type of Torah.
Exactly.
So it's only very limited. That's true. You see not like that from the Ramban and the Ritva, but I think the Rambam, I don't know if it's the Pirush Mishnayos or in the Yad, I don't know. But
You see, close over here in the Pirush Mishnayos, the Yad is also like that, but here's what he says. He says, V'zeu she'ishoya roish hadog v'shidrasay mirim, ad she'yodeya mi'oyset suro shehu dag tohar. In other words, it's a... the Reish and Tar is an indication that it is a snappy viskeses. It's very interesting.
He doesn't say that. He says that's what makes it into a kosher. I think it's a riot to the opposite. He's saying that that's what makes it a fish. What makes a fish a kosher fish?
It has to be a snappy
viskeses. Well, you're right. Simon.
Okay.
You don't need it.
Right. In the min.
In the min.
In the min wouldn't have a stock. I had a tuna out of stock that cast.
Yes.
Or a cow out of hooves.
Yeah. I don't know about the hooves. They might be different. Similar concept, but I'm saying you said a smach yesterday from, Okay. Let's see a little further. I think we have another riot to this. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmedi Ulam. Achleikis Vatavo Betsir. This machleik is Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, whether you need both the head and the spine to have the characteristics of the tar of head and the spine, either one or the other or both. That machleik is only by the brine of the fish. When it comes to the actual fish, you need both simon. You need really a riot brura when it comes to the actual fish. What's the reason? Machleik is Rashi. Taisus use machleik is. Taisus over here says that because be'etzem gear iso the tzir is batul b'roiv. Even if you've had tamei fish in there, it's batul b'roiv. So there you could be gear iso. You're really gear iso. It is okay because it's batul b'roiv. We're machmir with the rabbanon. So for the rabbanon, we rely on one simon alone. When it comes to the actual fish, which is a deer and deer iso, you're not allowed to eat a tamei fish. There you need both simon. That's Taisus's opinion. The Ramban, the Rosh, the others, a lot of rishonim say that the din seer of a tamei fish, even if it's fully from a tamei fish, is a din derabbanan that it's usur. Because it's only considered, the lashon is zeya ba'alma. It's not part of the fish. It's an extraction of the fish. Zeya ba'alma, it's like a sweat, the sweat of the fish. The Torah never asurd. And therefore, it's only a din derabbanan. And that's why you can rely on one sin. Huge machlekes, Tosfos, and other Rishonim, if seer, dog, and tmeim is also midyaraisa or not. And this is in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Very, very relevant. That's an important just to mention. Taisus and the other Yishonim. But that's why we're made by the Tzir more than the Gul. Rav Zeira said from the beginning, I used to dip in the Tzir of a fish, of the fish brine, where we only saw the fish in that brine having either its head or spine, but not both simon. Kivan the Shamon Lahad Rav Yehuda Mashmei the Ula. Once I heard from Rabbi Yehuda the name of Ula, Machleik is a Tavla Betziun, Abba Beguf, and Divrei HaKol Asur, Achei Reish, Veshed, Nikr. Once I heard that when it comes to Machleik is Rabbuna Rav Nachman, both are one, is only when it comes to the Tzir, but not when it comes to the Guf is completely Asur, Betziun Nami Loi Matbilma. I didn't even dip in the Tzir. Meaning, Rav Zeira thought in the beginning that the Machleik is was only by the Guf. So when it comes to the Tzir, everyone agrees it's Mutter. So I dip my bread into it. Once I found out that they're arguing by tzir, but guf everyone holds as usher, I'm machmir like Rav Huna that you need both simanim, and therefore I'm not going to dip in that tzir where only this reish or shedra is recognizable. That was Rav Zeira.
Is there a rationale for this? Have you want to understand this?
Yeah, that's what I was saying before. This is as fishy as yesterday's daf was. Today's even more fishy, and again, very very technical.
You see what the Taisus says, Tziron batil b'roiv. Mi'atzir batil b'roiv. Gufun loy batil.
Even that needs a beer, because what do you mean it's
gone? I don't understand it.
Okay, well, no, it came like that. It came like that. I didn't
mix
it.
You're making beer. You're making the brine. It's not just.
No, no, I'm buying the brine. The guy made the brine.
He's
not mixing it. No, I don't think he's mixing it. I don't think he's the one mixing it, but the question over here is, if you look at Tosis, Machlekes b'tzir and abaguf and loy. Vimtaymer b'hatzir and nami isir diaraisa, kadarmino and hatzmeim rabbi tzir and veroita. And this is Kivahegri says you have to really see that in the bar over there. So it's not really mashal like Tosis. It's like mamash the opposite, we're showing this. But Tosis says, Yeshlem and the vada diaraisa tzir and osir. Miro tzir and vata b'roi, the gufa and loy bata. But the goof is not bottled. The berry like the table. Beria is not bottled. Oof. What a tasis. So, you see a couple things. What does tasis mean that seer is bottled the road? Tom Kiyika.
Right. And this is my mashai too, is it?
Lachaira tasis holds that Tom Kiyika is the rabbanon.
This place doesn't. He holds it. He holds it over there.
Rashi holds like that. So that's
right.
So that's already what Tesis means over here. Bottle the right. Wow. Very hard to understand. It's time. This is a case of time. This is not yavish b'yavish. That's number one. And number two, Tesis says when it comes to the goof, it's not bottle. Out what? Out burial. Let's say you cut up a burial. You take an ant. The ant is not bottle the right. You get 400 ants, kosher ants, 400 kosher grasshoppers, and one non-kosher grasshopper. A grasshopper is a beria, right? It's considered a live animal that's whole. The rule is it's not bottled beroy. It's not bottled beroy. You can't, because beria, it's a loch of beria. I think many hold that that's also the drabon. But, if you learn that the beria is a problem here, the din of beria, place to say, is only where it's whole. Let's say it's cut off. Right. What are we talking about over here? Kirve dogum tmein. I mean, we're talking about the innards of a non-kosher fish.
How about if it's nicker?
Well, it can't be nicker. If it's nicker,
it's pieces. Let's say it's.
Well, if it's nicker, then there's no bit of baroy unless it's not nicker. It has to be a tarubus.
Have your mouse in the chalum.
Yeah. No, so over there, like we said, you can't eat the mouse. You have to throw out the mouse. The question is the tom that comes from the mouse. Tom. Yeah. Can't, you know, right. That's different. That's what we said. If it's nicker, there's no tarubus. About there's no bit of baroy. So it's not nicker. But even if it's not nicker, there's a din of burial. A din of burial only applies where it's not cut up. So this place is definitely a sort of beer. Later on, we'll see in Avodah Zarah more of these halachas. But, that's places in the Mishnah and Margi. They say that Tzir is Avodah only also Darbon, which seems to be the Mastan and the Rachulin over there. That place is quotes, which is a problem.
I'm
going to actually, you guys should
say the, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the quote from the Shah, I'm reading No, the Masifta, that seer sometimes is the rice or sometimes the rabban. It depends. I think it's just rhyme, then it's just the rabbana. But if it's brine that comes through pickling and all that type of stuff, then it's going to be Minatira. I'm not sure which part was only the rabbanan, but he says it's,
He said,
if it's too salty, tzir hayotza yidei melicha, that's the rabbana. Tzir she yotza de kfisha od bishol, that's bishol menatera. I'm not sure why.
All right, yeah.
And that's why Tysus has a problem. I don't understand it. I just don't know the mechanics.
Yeah, it's what we're doing. Shulchan Aruch Shach.
He said they just really go to town on this.
Yeah. All right, wow. We got to move a little bit.
We move. Sorry.
No. We'll get back. It's just pointing out the things that we need to point out. But of course, it's rachav minayam. Amar Rav Papa Hilchasa Ashi Roish V'Shedra Nicker Shapalachas V'Achas. The Papa says that all these pieces in this mixture over here, it doesn't help to say, oh, we see one piece, the Roish and the Shedra Nicker. We could therefore assume that all the pieces came from that same fish or the tar fish. You need to have each piece recognized in this tar shina trupa mixture. You need each piece recognized that it has kosher simonim of the rosh and the shedra. Meisve chaticha sheish ben simin bein bekulon bein mixasun vafilu beechad mimeir shvehen Kulam mitaris. If you have pieces of these fish in this mixture, and then you find one chaticha having the simanim of the Rosh and the Shedra, whether it's all them, part of them, or even one out of 100, the rule is all of them are mutter. There was a story like this. A guy brought this barrel of fish pieces. Because we can assume that if one piece was like that, all the fish came from that piece, or there was the normal assumption is that he's selling Torah Shein and Tupa, he's selling tuna fish.
You walk into a fish store and you see there's one piece of tuna, that means that everything around the tuna is kosher.
He's identified, no, we don't. But it's only a shops. If you find a simen, that's enough. Because you don't assume that. The guy is selling tuna fish. He's not selling tuna fish with lobster.
In the tuna bin.
It's in the tuna bin. That's the assumption. So Rishim Gamliel was matirit begar of kulay. He matir the whole thing. You see, one piece is enough. Tagmar Papa. Papa said, kishachaticha shavo is really, really you can't assume.
Yeah.
But when it's similar, chaticha is
same color.
Yeah, this is like you're saying. Yeah, yeah. Again, the habanina was. There's a havamin over there, but you're right. The maskana is you need after this. Now, what it means, tatichel shavas, it means that it's nicker. It's a confusing lashon here. Rashi says that if you put Lego pieces together, you can see that this is the spine, yeah, this is
like
the tail fin, this is the gills.
The meat looks the same, it's in color.
Yeah, it's all children. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, okay. Yahi, okay, good. Myla Membro. What's the Chiddush? Of course. Mao, the same in the Nisrami. You know, maybe by happenstance, it ends up looking, you could piece it together, put the pieces together, and it looks like one fish, but really it came from different parts. Right? Kamashala. Hahu Arba, the Tzachanto. There was this boat that had Tzachanto. What's Tzachanto? Remember? The Chilek fish, right? The good old Chilek fish. Which again has fins and scales when it's puberty. Before that,
it's
a good chilek. Yeah, the asi was sichma. They came to the place called sichma. Nafag Ravuna bar Chinano, b'chazav kalfi b'shari. Oh, Ravuna bar Chinano saw in his barrel. He saw scales spinning around in there. Yeah, so we again must be that the chilek fish again was after puberty. It was assumed at the point where they got their scales. They were coming of age. They hit the age of majority. Right? Bishari, he was matir. Right? How do you do that? Because we assume the scales came from the fish in the barrel, and therefore it was kosher fish. Scales might be more, but might be better. Yeah, scales might be better. That's. Yeah, the Rosh and Shidra, you can find similarities, but scales, no, apparently. Yeah, here, that's what you have to say. Amli Rav, Omiko, Dishari, Kai Gablo, Ba'asim, Dishrich, Talvi. In this place, there were tons of other fish that had scales, and maybe those scales came from the other fish, not from the fish in the barrel. The fish in the barrel were tummy fish. I had to get scales in the barrel. I don't know. They fell from other fish.
Maybe so, including the barrels from the land forward. Open and closed.
There was an open barrel. Open barrel.
Maybe he didn't clean the barrel from the land forward.
Oh, very good. Right. That's a taste. I think Tyson says that. Right. Right. Tyson, I think, says someone says that. Yeah. Maybe he was there before. Who said they came in afterward? Maybe he took the barrel, the non-kosher, the kosher fish, used it for non-kosher fish. What's the proof? Nafak shipuri the rug of the osar. The Shaivers announced, hear ye, that Rava Asur. Then Shippur to Rahuna, the Shaivers of Rahuna, Bachinla, Bishari, he was Matur.
And he was before, he was Rahuna, the principal
of the Mahu. Right, so they had a Machoikis.
Something like you and the Jewish.
Yes.
What
do you mean? Very united. One held like this opinion and they united. One held like that and you've been united. Amar Rav Yehuda mi Dishbi. We're the gates. Amar Rav, there's 12 parties, but everyone's united. Amar Rav Yehuda mi Dishbi. Didi Amar Li Rav Papi Kishar Rav Huna Bar Chinna Bitzir and Ava Buguvan Loi. Oh, Papi said when Rav Huna Bar Chinna said that it's Mutter again. It was only Bitzirun, which is either the Rabbanon or Bal Baroy. No, Bal Baroy. Same Svar. Bal Baroy. So that's what he said. On Rav Ashi, didi amelir Rav Papa kishor avuna bachinlo afilu begufon. Rav Ashi said, Rav Ashi said to me, Rav Papa said that he was matir even begufon. But ani lo meisar asrino, I didn't say it was asur to come to Rav Papa because Rav Papa said it's mutter. Lo mishra sarino, and I wasn't matir the gufon again. The ha'am Rav Yehuda mishmedul machlekes l'tavul betziyun avu begufon the rakol ashi roishu v'shedra nikur shekolach liyachol. We're borrowing what we said before, the same concept. When it comes to the guf, we're machmir much more. You need both. So again, scales, again, related to the more before, scales, again, wouldn't be enough of a proof when it comes to the actual official.
He was neutral to that.
So he was neutral. He was
not
neutral.
The actual official, it's just when there's a whole group
of them. Oh, the pieces. Yeah, the pieces.
Oh, the barrel.
Well, it had pieces. The barrel had pieces.
Trying to jail them, I said, because when they fished, they had a huge nasty, there's a ton of other fish in it.
Yeah, it is very relevant. It is very relevant. It's relevant because that's the whole sin in Ilchas Tarubis, because you have the halacha of kol kavua. You have the halacha of kol kavua, where you say kol the parish meruba parish. In that case, right? You're fishing for herring or salmon, or you know, and then you get up a couple of clams and shrimp and. Right, they're easy to recognize. But let's say you have the other, of course it's relevant. Yosef Rav Chinuno Bar Idi Kamed Rav Odo Bar Abba V'Yosef V'Kamar. Rav Chinuno Bar Idi sat in front of Rav Odo Bar Abba and he sat and said, just important to point out, this is the first time I saw this. We see in Shas all the time that it says he sat twice. Chinuno Bar was sitting, and then he was sitting and he said, so the Masifta brings, I can't ask the Baruch Namish who saw this. He says the second times was that, look at the footnote over there. He says that in those times the Talmidim would sit, and then he'd stand up and ask Rishus from the Rebbe. He says, I forgot who he says it in the name of. He'd stand up. Rishus to speak, because they had their chariots in those days, right? It wasn't like over here when we all scream at Rebbe. Someone would stand up, ask Rishus. Once he got Rishus, he would sit down and then he would say what he had to say. So Yosef, well, he was sitting, okay. Then he asked Rishus to say something. Yosef, he sat down with Amar. Then he said what he had to say. No, it's because very good, very good. No, very happy. The minute has changed. The minute has changed. Who says it over there?
The Mishnah Chacham, the Maram Chagiz. Maram Chagiz was in the late 1500s.
Who?
Maram Chagiz.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, but Maram Chagiz.
He's one of the late 1500s. You know, one of the early Achrayim.
Rishon, that time at least. Maram Chagiz, yeah. No, I'm sure.
One of the early Achrayim, the Maram Chagiz.
Well, there we go.
You're
52 to him. Here's what he said. I have a kachabim shaved up Malay Atomiois. Let's say I have a kachabim brings a boat, fishing boat, filled with barrels of fish. And this is Kilbus Beachas man. And he finds a little colored fish, which again is the simon tar that was to tar. So it comes from kosher fish. And he said, I have a kachabim, I'm sorry. Psuchai is kulamutos. If they're all open, even if only one barrel has the kilbus, then all of them are mutter, because even though the other barrels don't have the kilbis, no, because since they're open, the kilbis flew out, it jumped out, or whatever. Stuma is, but let's say all the barrels are closed and only one of them has a kilbis, why don't the other barrels have a kilbis? Because they're not kosher. Okay? Himuteris and Kulanasius. Very good. What happened to the two? So look at Taisus. You have to say that that one barrel that was open had two. Had two. Not one. Two. Kilbis, meaning it has two kilbis. Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Kilbis.
Where did you come up with this halacha? Mitlasa Kroy Shmieli. Who's saying it to who? And Rav Adi Bar Abba said back to him, how do you know this? I heard it from three Kroy, meaning three chashuv people that were like psukim. The Rav is Shmuel of Rabbi Yochanan. Amarav Broinen. Amarav. I think this, by the way, is the biggest pun out of anything. Rav Broinen.
Rav Broinen. Oh,
it's not a Raya. Not a Raya.
The Russ is the problem. The Russ is the problem.
Amara Broida. Okay. Kirvei Dagim. Oh, listen to this Gemara. Kirvei Dagim. Kirvei Dagim. Innards of fish. The Ubram. Ubram meaning the eggs, the caviar. Ain't nichen elemen amumcha. It could only be bought from someone who's a mumcha, who's an expert and recognizes what's tame and what's tahar from these things. Yeah, he knows. He knows. Ramele ulu rab destoy dimin bevi. Ula asked from the Simon Bailey, the common rab, kirvei dagim urban in the talmud and amumcha, from the fact that he said that the caviar and the innards of a fish can only be bought from someone who recognizes if it's kosher or not. Machal the dog tame yisle ober. It's mashma that there are times where a dog tame has caviar. Right? There's other options involved. So that's why you need a mumcha. Or a mini, unless you see a dog tame mashrit. It says that a dog tame doesn't lay eggs to give birth, rather it gives birth to live young. It's spawn. It spawns? No. It's spawn. No. No. It spawns his eggs.
It doesn't mean it doesn't have eggs inside before
the I can't believe you're machabin to that because no. Dog tahar not to basin. Oh, one answer is I'm mikan over on Ilchanami. Rav Yisrael Devin Bevi answered and said, no, take out the word ubra. You're right. There aren't any such things as non-kosher ubra, eggs, caviar. Amar Rav Zera, no. Loitismi, don't take it out. Bavali Matile Beitzim Ninu, both have eggs. El is Hamashut Mimuchot, and Hamashut Mimuchnim. One has the eggs, lays it on the ground, and then the other one has it from Bifnim, but in a Chlamid, they both have eggs. Why do you need to check? Why do you need a mumcha, an expert? Look at the actual caviar and you'll be able to realize what type of egg it is. How do I know? The Tanya was in a rice look, is he money base and costly money dogs. Like the simen of the egg of a bird, that's how you know if it's a kosher fish. Simani dogim, sakadaitoch, simani dogim, snapi kaskesis, simbu, yet it marvins the possum. Right? Snabi Bakaskes, as the Pasuk says. So how do you, what do you mean that the eggs of a bird tell us the simonim of a dog? What do you mean? It's two different things. You need fins and scales. There's no fins and scales on an egg. Elke simoni baits and tach simoni ubre dog. The same simonim that you know it's from a kosher bird, the eggs of a kosher bird. That's how you know the simonim of the eggs of a fish. The eluhin, what are they? The eluhin simoni baits him. Something that has a wide bottom, kederes means a wide bottom that slopes towards the top. And then you have also, it's round. It's round, meaning Rashi explains that not only is it thin on the, thick on the bottom and it gets rounded at the top, there's no straight point in the egg shell. It's an oval shape, but the point here, is that there's no straight, the sides are always sloping. That's how Golgot is. There's no flat surface at any point of the
end. It's round on one end and oval on the other.
Okay, say it like that. Yeah. Say it like that. Yeah. One part is like a pitcher shape, and the top is like this is really explaining it. Roisha Echad Kad, Roisha Echad Kad. It's an explanation of it. Again, the bottom is like a jug, a wider part, and then the top is sharper. Okay, that means it's tahir. Beis Rashei Achodin, Beis Rashei Akadin, but let's say both of the it's symmetrical, the top is sharp, the bottom is also sharp, or both of them are
like a football or a soccer ball, okay.
Very good. Very good. Then it's meh. Another simen, chalba mi bachlos, chalba mi bifnim. The chalmei, which is the yolk, the egg, the yellow part of the egg, if it's on the outer part of the egg. We're saying it's both. It's by oif and mamela by a dog. Chalmei mi bifnim, let's say the white part, the white part on the inside, tameya, then it's tameya. Chalmei mi bichod, you open it up. Chalmei mi bachod, chalmei mi bifnim, then it's tar.
Meaning, ever seen the caviar? Use a magnifying glass.
No, I'm saying maybe the yolk and egg, you can't tell, but these are each one of these. So let's say you have it mixed up. Then it's the base of the sherets, and therefore Rashi says, what's the nachemina? It's metame. Whatever it is, you see that there are simonim of an uber. of the base.
I still don't understand. How could the yolk be on the outside?
The yolk, yeah.
But how could it be on the outside?
I don't know. Don't
ask. You ask Jonathan, what does he say over there?
You have to go to Jonathan. I don't have time to elaborate on what Jonathan is saying. You'll have to connect with him offline. But Mechilas Void to Russell.
Okay.
If you want to feel validated, I have the same question. I have no idea what it means. Making scrambled eggs. I'm sorry. What it means having a... There's no sunny side up when it comes
maybe
to...
Maybe sunny side down. I don't know.
You want a sunny side up, you can. Sorry, Bogdan. I'm under the gun here.
I want to see... I'd like to have ostrich eggs.
No, you're right. You can really see... You can really tell the difference in the eggs. It's just that here...
You can?
With scrambled eggs. And therefore, you can't see. That's why
you... Sifter is silent on this. I don't know how he knows.
I know. That's why you need a Steinsalz. Rav Steinsalz in Beiri. What happened to Rav Steinsalz in Beiri? He said that the Ubra is just such thing as an Ubra from a dog Tame. He hold Amr Samikan Ubrun. I, Vatanya, we just said, because he wanted to base some Kassimoni Ubra dog. He said, no, Rav Terutha come a Tarek's book. You only... That wasn't a simple reading of the Bryson. You had to correct. You had to correct the way it was read. So you answer it up. You say, Kachsimone Kirbe Dog. You're gonna, not really, there's no such thing as an egg of a non-kosher fish. What we're talking about here are the innards of the fish. And that's what it's saying. The same simonim for the bird egg, the egg of the bird, that's how you find the simonim of the innards. Which means you have to take out the almon and the albusum and all that stuff, but keep the long and the round. Keep that, you have to say that's the reading. The only reading here is the long and the round. But how do you have such a thing? How do you have the innards of a fish that are sharp, that are is pointed at one end and then round on the other end? How does this exist? Right? If it's, you have it with the shilfucha. What's a shilfucha? Please translate.
The bladder.
The bladder of a fish. Be round, to be sharp, it depends on the tummy or tarp. Ain't some bumchen. Let's say you want to buy the
fish. Because shapuch is a bladder?
The bladder, yeah. Let's say you don't have a mumchen. Sorry, I have to move a little bit. Ain't some mumchen. Let's say there's no mumchen. How could you know? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, even the Amr Anim Lachtim Mutar. You can believe the person who's selling them, as long as he knows he was the one who salted it and created the concoction, and he says, I know, again, right now it's not recognizable, but the person who's selling them says, I created it, I salted them together. He could be believed. Rav Nachman Amar, Nachman says, no, not enough. Actually, he has to actually bring in front of you the original fish, because he himself, if he's not a mumcha, he might have salted the mixture, but he might not know the difference between a tahar and tamei fish. So you have to actually see it in front of you on the table over there to see the actual fish that was the source, and that would be enough. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said, the daila, kim adam ani malachim utarim. No, Rabbi Yehuda said, the daila, once I say ani malachim, then they are mutar. Can you believe? I just want to say one thing. Taisvis on Amud Aleph, Mem Amud Aleph, if you look back, Amar Rava Kishini Maifu, look quickly at that Taisvis. Taisvis says, Amar Rava, it's really the bottom Taisvis, but it starts, you know, basically halfway down the page. Taisvis says like this. We have the Gemara saying, at least according to Warman Yama, that there's a way to recognize the egg of a kosher fish and the egg of a non-kosher fish. So let's say I had a fish that I know this egg came, I saw it lay the egg. Okay? And I see the egg is kosher. But the fish that it laid the egg, doesn't have fins and scales. Look at Taisvis. Lekach yesh lahatir. If you look at Taisvis, 10 lines down or so, Lekach yesh lahatir haborbich. Afal gav de'ein anu moitzin bohen kash kishim. Even if there are no scales. Oh, what's up, Taisvis? The borbich, whatever kind of fish this is, the borbich fish, no scales. Well, what about the egg? The yesh bahem, simanim, v'ubrum. Kosher. Rabbeinu Tam says it's a kosher fish. No scales to be found.
But it goes back to the monthly.
It goes back to what we said before. I think a riot brew in places. This is what I was saying. Here. No fins and scales. But the egg is kosher. The egg is kosher. It's got to come from a kosher fish, right? It didn't come from the heaven. No, they never had. Never had. You don't need it. It's a simon. I have another simon.
The plastic says fins and scales.
Yeah, these are the Ramban. It's not Myrus. Well, maybe that's the main way of recognizing it. Raya Brewer, no? No?
Love it.
You hear what I'm saying, Rebuff Dovin?
Yeah, but how does Rebbeinu Tam know this? That's what I'm saying.
I thought of it. Yeah, I thought of it. Thank you. You're Macharos. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I didn't look it up. So, Shmuel, we were just saying, you have a scenario over here of a simon that's not Vincent's. Place it says, explicitly, that you have a fish that has no scales, but we know the egg is kosher from the fish. That's a proof that the fish is kosher. So,
third simon.
And what type of fish? Yeah, third simon.
Get that by birds?
Well, birds don't have simonim. That's a Messiah.
But we have some in condition.
You're saying,
You have the trait for one.
Let's say you see a certain type of bird. I would say the coin to Rabbeinu Tam. Just like the Borbich.
This is the fish or animal as well.
If you have such a Messiah, the truth is, you have the Damaris and Hulin and Bukhairis of non, is a little bit of interesting. You have ways of non-kosher species mating with kosher species, and what comes out is a concoction of both. This is Yoitzim and Atari, Yoitzim and Atome. The whole sugya over there. What?
Fish don't do that.
Oh, they're not Mastavik, Fishain and Milan. Oh, very nice. Okay. Yeah. But Bukhairis,
that's because they all stay in the same pool.
Very good. I'm glad they're very good. Thank you for listening. Let's move along. The Zayzeh Guzgar is Hamakugo. Now we have this mission with the olive cake. The olive cake.
Does anybody know what this Bourbon is?
Oh, I'm sorry. Olive Shechel, look it up. I didn't have a chance. Olive Shechel Chiltis.
I'm looking it up right now.
Chiltis. We said the Chiltis is a sharp food. You can't with a non-kosher knife. It's just the Sahina and the Barakarif. It makes the Blias with Shvach, and therefore non-kosher stuff mixed in. What about the leaf? The leaf is fine. They don't cut it with the knife. Chief of the Gemara says, of course it's mutter. Why should it be us? It's a regular vegetable. No, we're talking about where there are actually pieces of the actual chiltis food, vegetable, either on the leaves or in the same vessel. Maybe that some of the chiltis itself got mixed in, and therefore it's problematic. No, it's really pieces that fell on the leaves and got stuck, but it's not that you actually cut the chiltis. You see pieces of the fruit on the leaves, it just got stuck with it, and therefore it's not a rye that it was mixed in. The olive cakes, those are mutter to eat. Why should they be awesome? No, I've got the roughy tuva. They are extremely soft. Now the same, how do they get so soft? You mixed wine, you liquefied it a little bit. And therefore there might be wine in it, and therefore it should be asur. Mashmalan that it's mutter. I has it so soft. It became weaker because it was mixed with the oil of its the actual oil. And shemen of a goy is mutter, like we said. Rabbi Yosi Omer shlochin asur. Rabbi Yosi says shlochin are asur. Hechidoni shlochin. Am Rabbi Yosi, these are our types of olives. What are they? If you have an olive that's so soft that the pit just slips right out. Again, very, very soft olives. So you might think it got soft because of the wine. And therefore, it might be also commercial that it's something because of the oil, similar thing. Okay. Oh, then we have the grasshoppers. The grasshoppers, the kafrisin was what again? The cress, the kaplutois. The kaplutois was the fenugreek. The leeks. Haboim in a oitzer, umina heftik, umina svina. If it's coming from the warehouse, the the piles from the boat, meaning it's not yet in the marketplace. It's mutter. However, hanimkorim bekatluza lifnei chen b'ni. Let's say it's an actual store. It's in the shuk. So then aksurim. It's they're also in nishim asal glanulim. Like we said, they sprinkle in front of the store. They sprinkle wine on it, and therefore it's the shining. Like we said, it's spicy. The same yein tapuchim shalev dechasavim abom and oitzum and ahesedum and aslula. So to the same thing with apple cider, apple wine,
hard cider.
Yeah. It comes from the warehouse, pot, the, before it comes to the store, the bag, the jugs. Then it's mutter. Again, they mix wine into it, they enhance it. So it's just marketing. The Rebbe had a stomachache. He said, does anybody know if he heard about this elixir? This would help me get my stomach ailment away. Hard cider, okay. I would not advise that today. Hard cider. Does anybody know if it's kosher or asur or mutter so I can heal my stomach ailments? I'm a little funnel. And it's not going to be easy. Rabbi Yossi once had a stomach ache. It was 7 years old. It's very potent liquid there. The shots of this rabbi. The Rebbe said to him, "He said you're being mitzar me. You know all of this, and you didn't tell me about it. Get me some of that stuff. Get me some of that red stuff." Found 7 year old hard cider of a shasim in the srape. Omer baruch hamokim shemasar lama l'shoyim.
$600,000 a bottle.
$650,000. So he found it again. He made a bracha. You see, by the way, he with Rebbe. He was always mishabeh. He was not nene from my lamaze, but we had the gemara before also. He was always mevarich rabbeinu shloim on the lamaze. He said before. Said the beautiful past? The beautiful past.
But he also said the
blessed
mission. Why did you have it?
Oh, why did you have it? Well, now we had it. Now we got it.
Because
now we got it.
I know he had the
right. I know he had the asshole. Yeah. Well, how did he afford it? Rebbe was an usher. It's all coming together. The chayin of truma. My chayin of truma. Same thing by a coin who sells, you know, chuma can't be eaten by many people, it's very low price. But the coin might sell it as a chulin to get a better price for it. And he might disguise it as chulin. So it depends. If it's in the store, then it's asr, the fun of the asr. But if he's taking it from the warehouse, the wholesale of it, then it's mutter. Why? Because that's done in public. It's done, it's mass produced, so it's well known. It too say mirtas, he's afraid, and sabar, shami be rabbonu mafsidili minoim. He's gonna say people are rabbonu, Richie, you're out. You wanted to say a teres chayim, maybe if you want to stick around. But yeah, you can go. You're not saying you can't leave. But
okay.
I want to just say a Torah time, maybe. Okay, Shami Rabbanu Mafsi Liminai. The Chacham are going to hear about it. There's a Mirsa, and therefore he's not going to sell it as food. In public, there's a Mirsa. All right.
I care from the other stuff.
Right, it's a little bit the opposite. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. What a pass. I want to say a Torah Chaim. So, the Gemara before, Rishon, Chashon to make you stay. It's you have Bechira, of course. But the Gemara had said before, back in Daf Lama, the Gemara had said that if you have figs and dates that are cut from the stem, and there's a hole there, so normally we would know if the snake bit into it, because you'd see two little holes.
Yeah.
Here is a possibility that the snake bit into it. There's no two little holes. What? Well, there is. There's one hole there that came from a stem, or it could be a snake bit into it. And therefore, how do we ever have figs and dates and all these different things? So Gemara says, Shem HaPisayim Hashem. That's what Gemara said. Hashem watches over the simple ones.
Only by food.
Oh. Frank the Torah sign. Bim Taimim. Maishna Te'inim. The Anovim, He says, Shakalish Baruch Hu Shomer Asa'adam, Shal Yoicha Mimenu Nachash, Mishar Kol Dvar Ma'ar Asur Mishum Giboy, Dvar Mina Ma'afi. Why Shalom? The Yotar Shalim asks, how is this different than any other thing that's Asur Av Giboy, where Hashem doesn't watch over us? He watches over us when it comes to this. What do you mean? How you can eat a fig? Be careful, there's Giboy. Yesh Lomer, he says, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over from people that are simple. They don't know better. They're not chachamim. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over the people that can't do better. If they don't know otherwise, they're not chachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over them. That's what it means, Shomer Pisayim Hashem. Pisayim can't watch over themselves. So the Rabbi Yisrael of them takes over. A Chacham? Chacham knows better. So let the Chacham watch over himself. So he said. Shalaya Ba'ali De Michel. Mashenki Shaleshu Lishmar Atzman. Hachinami, he says. Hachinami, he says. Mashkin, the Shayach Buhu Giwoy. He says, Mashkin, that have Giwoy. You can go on Yayin, Umayin, Bukhalov. Shemashimin, I saw him, the Kalim Tomid, the Esher Loyla Odom Lishayron. Those types of liquids that, again, a chacham has the ability, because he knows, but he's also able to watch over them.
Cover it,
because the normal thing is to put them in vessels. Doesn't watch over you. You watch over yourself. That's what Rebbe Shlomo doesn't take over. But in the case the enemy of Anovim, Milsa Deloy Efshru. Zokan Torah saying, it's a Milsa Deloy Efshru. Should Sarachi Afshin Bachama, let's listen in Breakers and Sinoikin. You can't put it in a keli. You have to dry the raisins. You have to make the raisins.
Need the sun.
The ain't dark and Leo is the Kalim Tumid. Kashri Rosa Yisborach Aleim. Mepnei Tikun Olamoi. Tikun Olam. And he brings the case of Avatiach. You could cover the Avatiach, right? You could cover them. They don't need the sun. Maybe we should have watched it and covered it. The Chai Gavli, he brings from the same Gemara on Shabbos. I'll skip that. He says, Kivan the Rabbim Hurgulubai, Mibnei Deutschland, Shikrevi the Suda Shabbos, Kamilsadul Efshadam. The people are morgling it and they have no other way out. Therefore, there's no way out. So therefore, the shmira is not mutl on that person. So he says, in other words, the emphasis of the Torah's time is that shomer pisayim Hashem, pisayim chachamim, it means the ability to be shomer yourself. You don't have the ability to be shomer yourself. For example, otherwise you wouldn't be able to eat the raisins. Or he brings the case of Akpasas Dam, where you have no way out. And again, if it's what people do, and it's very difficult for us to get out of it through a shmira, it's a kamilsa delay ashadami. Let's say you have missiles from Yemen flying almost every day and every night. Now, technically, you can get up in the middle of every single night, go to the bomb shelter to be shomer yourself, or to better shmira. Really, it's not. Do you have an obligation to go into a bomb shelter? Okay, see that. What would you say, Basin? Is Torah sign?
You have to.
I would say you don't have to. The most of the way after. At some point, it becomes something. The way the Torah's time is saying it, he's saying where it's become something that's, he says you can this is emphasis, you can technically be shomer yourself, but hurgulu b'nei adam to the point where it becomes very difficult, tikkun olam, you can't sleep at night, you're not going to be able to sleep at night.
You're in the war, you don't have to protect yourself, you're saying?
If it becomes something that's impossible, becomes something that's impossible.
It's impossible.
It's in the creation.
I don't know. That's what I thought. I thought. I hear the Eilim's giving me a rough time over here. I know Menachem Eisler. Same says for Menachem Eisler. He doesn't go into the bottom.
There's no other way. There's no other way.
No, but he brings a kid. He brings a case, that's what I was saying, I didn't really quote it, but the case of Hakazas Dam, where it's very difficult to do it also.
Okay, so
Tikkun HaOlam.
And the guy's family, that if something happens, he says,
oh, yeah. What about smoking? What about smoking? I was going to say, what about smoking? What about smoking? No, what about smoking? 70% of smoking. What would you say? Oh my gosh, I didn't know I get... Where is it? Where should I listen? Right? Even the rabbi Mughalim and Nate Deichon, he says, he brings a case himself. Gavizugis, the man that covered the hill. And the way covered the hill. Koshu hu al otzer odom, mishma atzmai tomin, shilo yachal, shilo yachal trey, bo ishta trey. It's impossible. You can't live like that.
I think there's
shooting at you. You can't live. You push, why do they shoot them at night?
You can't live. It's uncomfortable for you.
No, you can't live. You can't sleep at night.
Why not?
At night they shoot them at you. So and they purposely shoot them at you in the middle of the night.
So you shoot them at
night. It's uncomfortable.
Sleeping about themselves. Uncomfortable to sleep.
By the way, when it comes to marriage.
No. Say the tsunami. He says if you're American, and he differentiates between types of people.
Whenever something happens, say, I was saying,
nothing will happen.
Or
people
are getting killed. People are getting killed.
The problem.
No, but he's saying the
all right, we're not gonna solve.
I think
you have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.